The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Times of comfort and encouragement. If you are going through times of discouragement and discomfort, then you are not alone. Being uncomfortable and occasionally needing to be encouraged is part of life. Our Heavenly Father made the entire universe. He made us and loves us. He has plans for us and is never surprised. He's not sitting up in heaven wringing his hands wondering how these things are all going to work out. He knows everything and is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Our knowledge is extremely limited. We can't see the big picture. We are uncomfortable as we see times of uncertainty without being able to see the end game. Unfortunately, many times we walk by sight and not by faith. God's Word has the answers. His Spirit will give you comfort when you need it. He will provide wisdom to see God's hand at work, God's fingerprints, on circumstances. Please listen while we invest these next few moments in His Word. As you consider events, circumstances that you are going through right now, God will help you get a better view of things, a positive perspective. You will receive times of refreshing and comfort from the Lord in His presence. Listen to Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for You are close beside me. Your rod and Your staff protect and comfort me. Psalm 119, this is my comfort in my affliction, for Thy word hath quickened me. The Apostle Paul gave comfort to the church in Corinth. Find that account in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation, and if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort. The Apostle Paul received comfort and encouragement from the Lord through Titus. 2 Corinthians 7th chapter. I'm acting with great boldness toward you. I have great pride in you. I'm filled with comfort. In all our affliction, I'm overflowing with joy. For even when we came into Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were afflicted at every turn, fighting without and fear within. But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus. Remember that example of Titus. God may provide a Titus for you, or you may be a Titus to someone else. Consider the story of the blind beggar. Mark chapter 10, when Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Be quiet, many of the people yelled at him, but he only shouted louder, Son of David, have mercy on me. When Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, Tell him to come here. So they called the blind man. Cheer up, they said. Come on, he's calling you. Bartimaeus threw aside his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked. My rabbi, the blind man said, I want to see. And Jesus said to him, Go, for your faith has healed you. Instantly the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. Psalm 27, Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I've only shared a few basic concepts here in these minutes together. Unless you took notes, you're likely to forget most of them. If you're looking for just one perspective to hang your hat on, remember whose you are and where you are going. Think about that as we listen to the words of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort, encourage one another with these words. And finally, Philippians chapter 4. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.